This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Another episode of Øskjulið, the news in a simple form of Icelandic. And Bjarni joins me once again to go through a story which raised a few eyebrows, as we might say in English. I think it's fair to say, and maybe more than eyebrows as well. This was the story of the naked man who was discovered walking along the road, and we can get into which road it was, with a friend of his who was semi-naked. The story of a gentleman who had an experience with the consumption of some mushrooms, shall we say, that led him to this rather strange situation. So we'll start under the photograph. He's pointed away from the camera.
Yes.
At this stage. We'll go through this from the top and then line by line.
Guðmundur Emil Jóhannsson segist vera sá sem gekk nakin á Suðurlandsvegi í gær. Guðmundur Emil er einkaþjálfari. Það þýðir að hann hjálpar fólki að æfa. Hann er líka áhrifavaldur. Það þýðir að margir fylgjast með honum á samfélagsmiðlum. Lögreglan tók tvo menn í gær. Annar var nakin og hinn var berað ofan. Það þýðir að hann var ekki í ból. Fólk hafði hringt í lögregluna og sagt frá þessum mönnum. Guðmundur Emil segir að hann hafi verið í sveppatúr með tveimur öðrum. Sveppatúr er þegar fólk borðar sérstaka sveppi sem breyta hugsun þess. Guðmundur Emil segir að þeir hefði átt að vera með ykkurum sem var ekki búin að borða sveppi. Sá hefði getað passa þá, en enginn passaði þá í þessum túr. Guðmundur Emil man ekki hvað gerðist eftir að hann borðaði sveppina. Hann vaknaði á spítala. Hann veit að lögreglan bjargaði honum þegar hann gekk nakin á miðjum veginum. Guðmundur Emil er fegin að ekkit alvarlegt gerðist. Hann þakkar lögreglunni og fólkinu á spítalanum fyrir hjálpina. Hann segir að hann muni ekki borða sveppi aftur á næstunni.
Okay, so we go through this line by line from the start and piece together the story of what happened and why the mushrooms caused it.
Yes, exactly. Guðmundur Emil Jóhannsson segist vera sá sem gekk nakin á Suðurlandsvegi í gær. So Guðmundur Emil, this young man, he says to be the one that walked naked on Suðurlandsvegur yesterday. And Suðurlandsvegur exactly is the highway to the south.
Yes.
So it's just linked with Suðurland, the way to South Iceland, just then out of Reykjavík. Guðmundur Emil er einkaþjálfari. And he is a private or personal trainer. Það þýðir að hann hjálpar fólki að æfa. That means that he helps people practice in the sense of sports, that is. Hann er líka áhrifavaldur. He is also an influencer. Það þýðir að margir fylgjast með honum á samfélagsmiðlum. That means that many people follow him on social media.
Hope he's not influencing people to do this.
Hopefully not, we hope.
You know? Yes. Well, maybe he's influencing them not to do it.
Maybe by doing this. And it's interesting, in this paragraph, if we would go back, well, maybe quite a few years now,
yes.
We would not know at least three of those words that we now have. Einkaþjálfari, personal trainer, that's maybe the oldest of them. Áhrifavaldur, influencer, fairly recent, of course, and samfélagsmiðlar, social media. All those, of course, didn't exist once.
So what's the root for them then? Because, of course, Iceland doesn't borrow words from other languages.
Exactly.
So where do we get those words?
Well, practically, they are all very transparent, I would say. So like in personal trainer, einka is something personal just for you. Þjálfari is a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
The verb af þjálfa, and then þjálfari, like kenna and kennari for teacher. So it's just a person that trains.
Mm-hmm.
Áhrifavaldur is áhrif, is influence of something for something else. And Valdur is the one that has it in his hands, we could say. He is exactly influencing others.
Okay.
He has the power of the influence, you could say. And finally, samfélagsmiðlar, miðill is something you broadcast, like fjölmiðill is broadcasting in general, media. So miðill is then the venue where you, yeah, you tell something.
Yes.
And samfélag is the society.
Okay.
So it's the social thing.
I wonder if we'd like to go back to a time when we didn't need words for influencer or even social
well,
media.
Well, yes, that's of course some stuff that we add, we maybe would like to miss, but others are great and add, and but all those are great words.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're not going away anywhere.
No.
Soon,
and they,
so,
and
so
they function very well in the modern language.
Sure, yeah. That's great to know. Okay, paragraph two.
Lögreglan tók tvo menn í gær. The police took, basically, two men yesterday. Annar var nakin og hinn var ber að ofan. One of them, and very interestingly, in Icelandic we say the second one, you know, see, annar var nakin, but we mean one of them,
yes.
Though, was naked. Og hinn, the other, was topless, ber að ofan. And like it's explained, það þýðir að hann var ekki í ból. That means that he was not wearing a t-shirt. Fólk hafði hringt í lögregluna og sagt frá þessum mönnum. People had called the police and told or informed about these men. Guðmundur Emil segir að hann hafi verið í sveppatúr með tveimur öðrum. He explains or says that he was on a mushroom trip with two others. Sveppatúr er þegar fólk borðar sérstaka sveppi sem breyta hugsun þess. A mushroom trip is when people eat special mushrooms that change their thoughts, like it says here, but it's like a hallucination effect, normally from pollution, I would estimate, polluted mushrooms.
Okay, well, he's lucky that that's all that they made him do.
Yes, that you can say.
Yes.
Because, yeah, the pollution from the cars somehow gets bound in those mushrooms to that effect that that gives you like a very strong hallucination
yes.
that you don't, like he didn't know where he was,
no.
even naked.
naked.
Guðmundur Emil segir að þeir hefðu átt að vera með einhverjum sem var ekki búin að borða sveppi. Here comes the precaution, yeah. He says that they should have been with someone who wasn't or hadn't already eaten mushrooms. Like a chaperone, to take care of them. Yeah.
The control.
To control the,
because,
if you're going out of your mind, it's better to be in a secure circumstances.
You can point to reality and say that person knows what's actually happening.
Exactly, and not in the middle of the high road.
No, indeed, with no clothes on.
Sá hefði getað passa þá. That person could have taken care of them. En engin passaði þá í þessum túr. But nobody took care or babysat them in on this trip. Guðmundur Emil man ekki hvað gerðist eftir að hann borðaði sveppina. He can't remember what happened after he ate the mushrooms. Hann vaknaði á spítala. He woke up at the hospital. Hann veit að lögreglan bjargaði honum þegar hann gekk nakin á miðjum veginum. He knows that the police saved him when he walked naked on the middle of the road.
He remembers that.
Well, he knows.
He knows that.
He knows. He knows that. He doesn't remember it, actually.
No, he
knows. Has been informed
yes.
what was going on. Yeah.
And shown the photograph as well.
I imagine, yes. Guðmundur Emil fegin að ekkert alvarlegt gerðist. He's glad, or he's, what do you say, he's...
Relieved.
Relieved, thank you. Relieved that nothing bad happened. Hann þakkar lögreglunni og fólkinu á spítalanum fyrir hjálpina. He thanks the police and the people at the hospital for their help. Hann segir að hann muni ekki borða sveppi aftur á næstunni. He says, or almost declares, that he will not eat mushrooms anytime soon.
And I think even if you come to this feature for the very first time, you don't understand a single word of Icelandic, you can maybe have guessed what the last sentence was going to be with him saying, never doing that again.
Exactly. It's a good story to learn from.
It certainly is. Well, thank you very much for taking us through it in a simple form of Icelandic. Of course, you can follow along with the text that we'll post, or at least a link to the post, on the page accompanying this show from Roof English Radio. And we started, by the way, just under that photograph, as we always do. In this case, the photograph of the semi-naked man and the naked man and the two police officers, in case you lost your place in any sense there. I'm sure you didn't, though. Bjarni, thanks very much indeed.
Takk fyrir.
We shall talk again here on Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.